Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
All right, 10:03 on The Fan, and a very good Wednesday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here till 1 o'clock. Maggie and Moose, how about that? Will come your way. Mark Malusis, of course. Dove Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses, of course. Only at ShopRite, bro. How are you?
I'm good. And the positive me would say what the hell is going on with the Islanders is becoming epic.
Oh, my God.
What they are doing right now, they never lose. Even the last two games against Philadelphia and Pittsburgh last night, games in which, as you're watching, you're accepting they're going to lose. And you're saying, okay, you know, the hot streak has to end eventually. Eventually there's going to be a game where they end up with no points. But on Saturday, they came back from 3 goals down. Last night, they came back from 2 goals down twice, including the second time with not that much time left on the clock. And they win this game in overtime, and the beat rolls on. That's the good thing. The bad thing is, and we were talking about this before the show.
The bad thing is it's November.
Yeah, well.
That's the bad thing.
It's November. And here's the reality. I don't care what the experts say. See, the experts, you know, wanted all over the Islanders before this season started.
Can I just say one thing?
Yes.
Nobody's an expert.
Nobody.
You know what? Nobody is.
Nobody is. You're right.
They try to tell you they're experts. They try to tell you. No. Nobody's an expert.
And I think the Islanders are, for the second straight year, kind of proven that the experts don't know anything. But no matter what the experts said about what this Islander team was going to be this year, here's the bottom line. Here is the reality. The reality is the bar is very high now. Last year, they swept this Pittsburgh team. Mm-hmm. They got to the second round of the playoffs, and obviously we know what happened. They got swept themselves. With this kind of win streak, with what they did last year, the bar, to me, is the Stanley Cup Finals.
Of course.
Am I nuts?
Well,
look,
probably winning it all. I mean, you know, with the way they're playing right now. But you got to make a big, you know, one round and done in the playoffs is not cutting it.
No,
they got to make a run this year.
And look, the Islanders can't win playoff hockey games in November.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's
so, this is great. This is almost a heat check moment, as if you're watching an NBA game where you take another three because you can't miss. The Islanders are heat checking right now. And last night, a couple of guys that deserve credit. First of all, Brock Nelson, who scored the game winner. But Beauvillier, who scored the first goal of the night to cut it to 2-1, also had the big steal that led to the Nelson game winner. And obviously, Pulock was the one who tied it with about 92 seconds to go. So just a great team performance by an Islander team that never gives up. So you can't win playoff games in November. I'd be the first to tell you. But the bar for this hockey team, not just because of this streak that they're on, but because of what they accomplished a year ago, that bar is damn high.
Hey, there's no doubt about it, man. I mean, right now, I mean, do they have the most points in the league now?
No, they're not even ahead of Washington yet.
That's crazy.
Well, because first of all, the Capitals have been awesome. And
played
second of all, they've played more games.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I think they've played three or four
more
games.
How many losses did the Islanders have?
All season long?
Yeah.
Right now, I think it's only three.
So what's their record overall?
Right now, their record is 15-3-1. And of course,
15-3-1.
That one was a part of this streak. So during this streak, obviously, they're getting points every single night.
They started the year 0-3.
0-1-2.
0-1-2. Okay.
And so this streak started at a point early on where.
Oh, isn't it 0-2-1 or have to be
1-2? No, they were 1-2 to start the season.
Oh, 1-2.
One and two to start the season.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
And so it's
one
been,
win, two losses.
Yeah, so it's been like a month now plus of just not losing hockey games.
It's
and
amazing.
The last two nights are crazy because of the fact that I think you almost looked at it and expected, okay, this is going to be
a loss.
You
got to lose at some point.
Yeah, I would think so. Eventually they will lose. But they started the season off 1-3. Actually, to start, there was 1-3-0 when this streak began with a shootout victory against the Florida Panthers. And that was all the way back on October 12th. So you are talking about a month of hockey that is ungodly right now. It's been incredible. And every single night, you're almost sitting there expecting, even down 2-0, even down 4-2, even down 3-0 over the weekend against Philadelphia, you're waiting for that shoe to drop, the good shoe to drop, where they're going to come back and find a way to get points. And that's the other crazy thing. So during this 15-game point streak, they've gotten 2 points in every game but one.
Right.
It's not as if they're walking away with a single point half the time.
They only had the one, a shootout loss they had?
Overtime loss to Pittsburgh.
That was it.
And that was a week ago.
Right.
And they responded to that with this 4-game winning streak, including the last two nights in which they've pulled it out, or the last two games, the shootout victory against the Flyers on Saturday when they were down 3-0 in the third period, and obviously what they saw last night. They're going to play Pittsburgh again Thursday night in Brooklyn, where they're going to try to make it a Sweet 16. So really an incredible run by the Islanders, a team that has... You know, they may not get the most attention because it's hockey and then the Islanders, but far and away right now, the best team in this town.
Oh, God.
In a town that doesn't feature a lot of great teams.
Is it even close?
It's not that close. The other thing from yesterday, and I wasn't sure how I was going to take this when I saw it, and that was because I heard about it before I saw it. A friend texted me and said, did you see Cespedes? Cespedes took batting practice.
I guess Andy Chavez actually threw him batting practice.
Right, who's a coach.
And then took a picture of it.
Took a video of
it.
So I saw the video before it got pulled down, and I didn't know what to expect because I kind of think of Yoenis Cespedes in a way in which I don't think about him. I don't factor him in at all for the 2020 Met plans, and I think it would be a mistake to factor him in at all. But I watched the video, and honestly, I got a little excited because
Just remember what I told you. I've been telling you all along about this guy.
Yes.
This guy it's the walk year of his contract.
Right.
This guy's going to play.
Right.
And he's going to have a big year.
So I'm okay. I should be excited.
You should.
Okay.
Because I think he's going to play.
Okay.
Yeah, there is no way. I said this when he, I don't even know when.
2 years ago.
Whenever it was. Whenever he, tripped and hurt his ankles or wherever he did, broke his legs going in and out of the bunkers. I don't know.
Right.
Okay. I said, this guy, you watch this guy. This guy is all about the money. The walk year of his contract, he's going to show up and have this big year.
And look, Cespedes only doing it because in his brain, a big year is going to get him a new contract, which I'm not sure it even would,
But I'm sure that's what's going on in his mind.
And that's fine if that's on his mind. Because when I think of Yoenis Cespedes, I got to tell you, and I don't know if I'm the only Met fan that views it this way. When I think of Yoenis Cespedes, I actually think of good things.
Of course.
I don't think of bad things.
No, I do too. I got no ill will toward this guy.
Look, this contract that they ended up giving him has been a disaster.
Terrible contract.
We all know that.
Brutal.
No question.
Brutal.
And what happened a few years ago, the last time we saw him play was almost comical. He played a little bit in 2018, went on the DL, because it was the DL at the time.
What is it now? The
injured list. Yeah.
You can't say it.
Retroactively, it was the DL, because that's what it was.
Back in the old days.
Right.
Well. A lot of things you used to be able to say you can't say
now. That's a fair retort.
You know what, Joe?
That's right. Okay, fine.
You know what I mean?
Injured list. So Cespedes came back, played one game at Yankee Stadium, had two hits, hit a home run.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, right. That's
and then
right.
Got hurt again.
You know, I forgot about that. That's right. He played one game against the Yankees, hit one off the foul pole in left field.
Right.
And we didn't see him again.
That's my last
right,
image
right.
of him.
That's right. I forgot about that.
So I didn't expect it when my friend sent me the video, but I'm watching the video and he looks good. And I'm thinking, you know what? I understand the Mets have a lot of corner outfielders. Okay, fine. I get that. I understand he's due $29.5 million.
Right.
And the Wilpons probably would rather not pay that. And they'd probably rather him not play at all
probably.
So insurance can cover the money. I get all of that. But in my brain, maybe I'm thinking of what you said, because you're right about this stuff. You were right about A-Rod when he came back, that he would have a big year. I started getting giddy watching this guy hit a baseball.
I'm telling you, this guy is coming back. And he's going to have a big year for this team.
Well, the Mets going to let him back, though?
How do you not? How could you not let him back?
Do the Yankees want Ellsbury back?
Well, that's a different story, though. I mean, Ellsbury did nothing for the Yankees. At least this guy did something for the Mets.
No, I get it. And I got to tell you, here's my advice to the Mets. I get that $29.5 million is a lot of money. But I don't believe you. I do not believe the New York Mets, if they are going to claim, they haven't claimed anything yet, but if they're going to claim that, hey, if we save 75% of that money, we're going to use it on players. I don't believe that.
Of course not.
I don't believe it. So because I am choosing not to believe that, I want Cespedes back. I'm going to make this clear.
I want him back. If I'm getting Cespedes, if we're getting the guy that led them to the pennant back in 2015, if we're getting that guy, then of course I want him back.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I want him? Especially motivated for the contract? Oh, God.
And here's the thing about Cespedes. Even when he got hurt a year and a half ago, almost 2 years, when he plays, he performs.
Of course.
And when he performs, the Mets have generally won.
Yes, yes.
And I think that's why right now, if you bring up the name Yoenis Cespedes, I think of good things. I don't think of bad things. I don't think of him. Mm-hmm. Do I think of him striking out in a big spot? He really didn't that much.
No.
He was a good Met.
Yeah,
he's been a
very good Met.
He has just been incredibly.
He just hasn't played.
Right. He just hasn't played.
That's what it is.
So when I see that video, which quickly got pulled down, and I'm not going to tell you it's a conspiracy. The Mets told him to pull it down. I don't know why it was pulled down. Maybe
SNY keep it on their website, though?
They did.
Well, so if they kept it on their website, then the Mets didn't tell him to pull it down.
Right. I don't know who told what. Maybe Yoenis Cespedes called up Endy and said, hey, pull it down. I don't like the way I look in the video or something. Maybe Endy decided to pull it down. I don't know. So I am not going to assume it was this Met conspiracy. But, Joe, if that guy's taking batting practice, he's close, right? How can he be that far away?
I'm telling you.
He can move.
I'm going to say it again. He will play this year and have a big year. I really think that. I think that only because he's playing for the money.
And you don't think the Mets are going to try to fight him on
this? I don't know. I mean, I think the Mets are foolish to fight him. What if this guy helps him win a pennant again?
Yeah.
What if this is the guy that puts him over the top?
Hey,
how about this lineup? If we're getting the Cespedes that we know that he could be, and you're putting him in there with Alonso and McNeil and Conforto, I mean, really? Rosario? I mean, come on.
Well,
who wouldn't be pumped for that lineup?
And think about this. I know it's easy because it's true that the Met bullpen was the main reason why they didn't make the playoffs last year. And I know that's a fair sentence to make. It was a significant reason. All that's fair. Last year, the Mets had a slightly above-average offense. That's what it was, slightly above average. They were not as good as the Washington Nationals offensively. The Nationals had the second-best offense in the National League. The Mets were about seventh or eighth, which isn't terrible,
but
it's not great.
No.
Doesn't Yoenis Cespedes make you closer to the Washington Nationals than the middle of the pack?
You know, we talk about signing a free agent. Well, I mean, if this guy's the guy he was in 15 and 16, I mean, there's your free agent. Let's go.
Now, the only problem
is... And he's only there for one more year.
That's
it. We know that. There's no way he's coming back after that.
No, and I'll give you this pledge. You'll make the same pledge. This is it for Yoenis. One year, no matter what, he's done.
He's done as a Met after this.
Yeah, it's done.
That's not even a give. That's not even a debatable point.
And that's okay.
Sure.
And as far as, they have too many corner outfielders. Well, this is now time for Brody Van Wagenen, the genius that he is, to go out and maybe make a deal we don't see coming. You know, maybe a guy like J.D. Davis, who I like, who you like, deal, let's talk. Because you know what the Mets need? They need a center fielder. That's what they need.
Do.
There aren't many out there. Starling Marte would be the best guy out there. He signed for two more years at a reasonable price. There are team options on him. Obviously, Pittsburgh is going to want young, cheap players. Go make a deal, Brody. But I don't think we have to look at Yoenis Cespedes and say, he's a corner outfielder. That's bad.
No, stop.
No, because when he performs, when he plays, Joe, he was great.
Yeah, and maybe you could convince him actually to play right field, which is where he should play with his arm.
That's fine.
Maybe you could convince him of that.
That's fine.
Hey, you know, Brody puts his arm around, maybe how about right field? You know, you got a great arm. You could be Clemente. maybe sell him on it.
I never understood why Yoenis was
ever
against
more power.
Right. I never understood why he was ever against playing right field. He was always particular about left and obviously played center a little bit
We know he's a very particular guy, period.
Yes.
We do know that.
So I saw that video. I ended up getting excited. I like Cespedes. I really dislike the guy.
Of course I like him.
I think there's a lot of Met fans that don't like him. I think a lot of Met fans look at the injuries. And
again, the guy, he helped them win a pennant. He the next year they went to the play. He had a good year and they were in the playoffs. I mean, say whatever you want. I know there's only one game, but they did.
Absolutely. Now, what are the Mets thinking? Listen, you, everybody out there can choose to believe what they want to believe. I firmly believe that the New York Mets are not reinvesting the money they save on Cespedes' contract on the team.
Of course.
So if your counter to me and Joe is, I like Yoenis, but wouldn't you rather be able to sign two or three guys? My answer to you is you're being naive.
Yeah.
I don't buy it.
Yeah, they're not doing it.
I don't buy it.
They told you about the bullpen that they're probably not even doing anything there. You heard what Van Wagenen said? Well, we got four guys who were all closers.
Oh, okay. Closers for Brooklyn, for the Cyclones.
They're all four. They're all closes? Well, they were, I guess, at one point.
They were, no, technically.
But I mean, this is what he's saying.
Jose Valverde used to be a closer. No, does that mean you want him back?
God.
I mean, come on now.
Valverde.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.